this weekend. It's going to be a big weekend. The New Zealand National Motocross Champs final round. Joining us now, DK, Daryl King. Morning to you, buddy.
Hey, morning.
Exciting final round in National Motocross.
It's going to be, far out for myself and Scott Collum. 1 point in it, and I just love this sort of situation. You know, more pressure the better. You know, I'm just like being relaxed and going and riding the motorcycle, and so especially on a great track like Taupo, it's been every time we race here, you know, it just gets better and better. The club and everyone involved just prep it better than ever, and you know, it's just exciting to ride.
At the start of the season, you probably figured that you were going to be in this position. I'm kind of picking because, you know, you're one guy that just puts a lot of training in, and we all know that your fitness is outstanding. But I mean, you know, you have Scott Collum just so close to the battle of the final round this weekend.
Yeah, I suppose it shows the you know, we both want to win the championship really bad. You know, I don't want to just defend it from last year. I want to win the thing this year, and I just love the challenge of racing the younger guys, bottom line, you know. And I made a call this year along with Yamaha to race full time again and do the national series. We last year was a little bit, let's just see what happens round by round, and that was pretty exciting to you know, my age, 43 years of age, to have a shot at you know, racing another national championship. And it's been cool. It's been a really fun series and neat tracks. It's been great racing against the younger guys, and a lot of race winners actually in MX2. You know, it's been from Daryl Hurley to Peter Broxham to myself, Scott Collum. You know, it's been a neat series, so I can't wait for Sunday to start and do what we need to do.
All right, we're talking to Daryl King at the moment, getting ready for the final round of the National Motocross Champs here in Taupo Sunday. You mentioned younger guys. We're talking like almost, I don't know how old Scott Collum is, but 2 decades maybe younger, roughly in that vicinity?
Yeah, most motocross riders are obviously in their 20s around the world, and I'm a little bit older than them, 43 years of age, and far out, I still feel like I'm 20 though, that's the problem. The body's great, and I don't do anything special except for looking after it well and eating right, and spending a bit of time on the bike through the week doing my motos, and just being positive, totally optimistic, everything I look at, and there won't be any different heading to this weekend. I've got an exciting week ahead of me this week. Some great tracks to go riding at down your way today and Wednesday, Thursday. And some new parts on the motorcycle that we've got, which is going to make the bike better and give me some more power and better handling and so on. And a few trick little things, which will just help us out on Sunday. I know it will.
You speak of the bike, though. I mean, like, you're still rocking the two-stroke compared to a lot of the guys now, which is on four-stroke, whether it be the 250 four-stroke or the 450 four-stroke.
Yeah, that's right. The two-stroke for me, you know, I don't prefer a 250 two-stroke at all. It's just what I've been given to ride. And, you know, I've won championships before on the 250F machine way back in, you know, 02, 04 and so on. It's, you know, it's not that it's got better handling or more power. It's just you know, with that bike, it's kind of an old school bike, and I can make it a little bit bigger for myself with the bigger bars. Put the 450 foot pegs on, which would make the bike a little bit more stretched out and higher seat, and it just fits me, and it's what I'm riding. And you know, end of the day, as long as you've got some power, you've got your brakes, you've got your suspension that works, any motorcycle is just about going to go on the track, you know, pretty similar to another one.
You're no stranger to Digger McEwen, and you've spoken about you've ridden every track here in New Zealand, and you know probably Digger like the back of your hand. You enjoy it, bike setup, you know, are you changing that much between each round?
Yeah, we are actually. Far out, we have, concrete starts, dirt starts. Last week in Pukekohe, the track was, you know, full of jumps and wave sections, and I actually had the wrong setup on through the day. It just didn't get right and sorted out, and wasn't until after the race I went away to a track just through the weekend gone and figured out what I'd done wrong. With two-stroke, it takes a little bit more to set it up because the power's so aggressive with the power band. You need plus suspension, and I've just been going too hard with my suspension in the last few weeks and wasn't getting the wheel into the ground enough, and as the track dried through the day, it caught me out. So this weekend, Taupo, I've ridden there 3 times in the last 6 months, a good race meeting, so the Nations race, Labour weekend, and a club day, so I've got a good mix of experience from it, recent experience, and I know what the bike needs, so that's what we're onto at the moment, and you know, get a start and the races, it becomes easy for you, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, if you want to, you know, listeners, if you want to see an action sport this Sunday, Digger McEwen Motocross Park, the final round of the National Motocross Champs, Daryl King, 1 point ahead of Scott Collum, and I think a lot of eyes are going to be on this battle. Is that 3 motos throughout the day, DK?
Yeah, that's 3 motos, yeah. You know, 20 odd minutes a race, and Oh, I can't wait. I'm nice. Totally. I can't wait. This week's going to be an exciting week. I've got nothing planned except for motorbike riding and getting ready and some swimming and out for dinner and stuff like that. So it's going to be a blast.
Kind of picking. You're going to throw everything at it. You're going to leave nothing on the table for each and every moto, I'd imagine.
Yeah, exactly. I never do anyway. I give it everything. And there's nothing that's going to hold me back on Sunday. And it'll be the same with him, I'm sure. And it's going to be a great battle.
Yeah, okay. There are going to be multiple guys on the gate, but keep an eye out for that. Daryl King on the two-stroke, the Yamaha. What number are we looking for, DK?
I think it's got a one on it.
Well, there you go. Simple as that. Hey, listen, DK, thanks for your time this morning, and we're going to play a song for you because I know this is your attitude. It's from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and I won't back down.
Thanks, Andrew. Cheers, everybody.
There we go. We'll see DK on Sunday. The number one plate on it on the blue bike, Yamaha.